Petersburg's health mandate number 5 has been on the books since late April with multiple extensions. The community saw no visits this past summer from the overnight small boat cruise fleet. More than one company, though, tried to come up with COVID protocols that would work for Southeast towns in 2020. Dave Berg is co-owner of Viking Travel and represents some of the companies that call here. He said in a radio call-in show that cruise lines are selling trips to Alaska for 2021.
You know, they're going ahead with the idea that that they're going to have a handle on, you know, COVID testing and approaching the community with a plan that they, you know, presume will be approved by the EOC here in Petersburg.
The mandate gives the borough's public health officer the authority to approve or deny passengers disembarking from a ship based on health conditions on that vessel. A number of local residents calling into this week's meeting opposed all health mandates, including the cruise extension. Donna Marsh called the nearly year-long extension for mandate number 5 absurd.
Pushing these COVID restrictions out to the end of the third quarter 2021 will thoroughly decimate already struggling charter, sightseeing, passenger services, service businesses, as well as the hospitality industry here in Petersburg. We cannot survive on government bailouts. They are not the answer. Letting people run their lives and businesses as they see fit is the appropriate thing to do. I would urge you to let this thing expire and be done.
As proposed, the mandate would have stretched until the end of next October, putting it in place for cruise season all next year. Assemblymember Dave Kensinger wanted a shorter extension, only through the end of February. He wanted to be part of a regional discussion on the 2021 season and thought the mandate would exclude Petersburg from that.
If we can provide some level of consistency between all the different communities in the region, like have one policy for the entire region, will make it a lot easier for these operators to operate. And I think most of us want to see them be able to come back to town again this next summer.
Others on the assembly were also happy to take up the cruise mandate every few months based on changing conditions of the pandemic. But Assemblymember Jeff Mucci called for a full extension to cover next year's season.
I am really comfortable with this Petersburg Borough Public Health Mandate number 5 for vessel docking and disembarkment. This gives us total control over vessels sailing into Petersburg. They have to run their plan through our health officer who, you know, there's protocols that they all have to abide by. I don't want to lose that control. I mean,
Mucci was the only vote against shortening the extension to the end of February, and it passed 6-1. Mayor Mark Jensen voted against the mandate with that change, but it also passed 6-1 as well. That means the assembly could be voting on this topic again as the next season approaches. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.